Red Film Radio, Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Lovers Festival in Turin in Italy, and I'm here, I'm really glad to have these two guests today, Dennis Cooper and Zach Farley. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
So we are talking about Permanent Green Light, which is a feature film here in competition. How do two of you work together?
It's mostly completely collaborative. I mean, we think up the idea for the film together, we write the script together, we cast it together, we rehearse together. We edit and do all the sound and everything together. The only thing where I'm not, I have all kinds of ideas about visualizing narratives, but I don't have a lot of talent at it. Zach's talent is, one of his talents is visualizing things. So and when we shoot it, Zach is the director really, and I'm there and I'm talking to him and we're recognizing, but he's more the one that makes the decisions, the final decisions about the shooting. So only in that one area I think that he's the dominant one. But otherwise, everything is completely done together.
And how did you approach... You are a visual artist. And directing fiction films is not the same thing as doing video art. So how do you shift from one persona to the other?
Right. Well, I don't think of them... like as such radically different practices. I mean, I've always been really interested and excited by film. I mean, I toyed with the idea of trying to go to film school. It's just that art school ended up giving me a little bit more freedom and leeway in how I worked and what I could potentially do. I was making videos and stuff, but then when we started talking about making a film with Dennis, it was immediately like, yes, I mean, like it didn't seem like a stretch to me so much to actually go and make a film. Although, I mean, I think one of the things that might be interesting in the work we're doing is that we're not coming out of film school, and we're taking a pretty, you know, we try to make our decisions kind of from the root rather than like replicate a kind of system that we think might work to tell a story or something.
The film is about a story of a teenager that wants to explode, not for the sake of killing other people, but just for the sake of it. We are always in the realm of the teenage world that you, Dennis, love very much, and these teenagers are completely detached from the adult world, from the rest of the world. It's just like a bubble of teenage life inside of a bigger bubble that do not consider them. It happens a lot in your book that teenagers are just left there, like in this limbo situation where nobody cares about them. How did you get the idea of this exploding thing, which is really strong and really, really disturbing?
There was a kind of a prominent story in the news. There was about a boy in Australia named Jake Bilardi. And it was he was a kind of a strange Australian boy. He disappeared, and no one really knew what happened to him. He could figure it out. It turned out he had gone to Syria and joined ISIS, and he ended up being a suicide bomber. And he failed, and he only blew himself up. What interested us about that was not the ISIS thing, but that no one could ever understand why he could do that. He was not political, religious, anything. He like played soccer, and he was a nerd, and so it was impossible for anyone who knew him to understand why in the world he would decide to do this. And we were interested in the idea that what if he had done that because he wanted to erase his death? He wanted to choose a way to die that was so heavy, so loaded with meaning, that he would become nothing in it, and which is essentially what happens. And so that interested us about it, and that led us to this idea of finding a guy who wanted to disappear. Because essentially he wants to disappear, and he ends up deciding the only way he can do it, or the best way to do it, is to explode. So that was the impetus for it, and then we just developed it from there. So essentially, he's as much like a magician as he is, like he wants to be a magician as much as anything else.
How do you approach the visual part of the film? Once you decided the story, you discussed, I imagine, how to shoot it.
I mean, I guess a variety of things. Yeah, I mean, we really. I mean, once we started developing this thing, one of the basically build this completely kind of neutral and almost empty kind of background for these characters, so that you would really, really be with them and focus on them, and we didn't want to allow the viewer to get distracted by any kind of like specificity that might pop up or that might be a distraction from the project of Romain, the main character. So yeah, and we work with our DOP is Michael Salerno, who's a really great artist and filmmaker as well, and so we worked with him a lot on the.
You were telling about the emptiness of the spaces. Well, the spaces are filled with houses and cars or whatever, but they feel like really empty and completely deserted. The thing is that they don't know what to do. They are nothing. They have nothing in front of them to long for. You shot it in French. How was it to shoot in French with French actors? How did you choose the actors?
Yeah, kind of a variety. We had we just kind of got in touch with a lot of people in acting schools and stuff like that. Really only two of the performers in the film are actually wanting to be actors, but it was really a variety of things. I mean, like one of the kids, for example, who plays Leon's friend is someone we were working with someone in out in Cherbourg where we were about to shoot, who was teaching kind of theater classes to teenagers, and so we went and saw a bunch of her workshops and saw this kid and kind of immediately decided that was like the person to work with.
Yeah, the reason we shot it in Cherbourg is because we got a grant from the region.
Okay.
That's how it works in France, and so basically we were to shoot it then in Normandy, but Basse Normandy, and to have as many people as possible from there. So a number of the performers, we went to Normandy and we looked for actors and performers there. So a number of them are actually from that area, and that's why we have them in it. But others, I mean, there's one actor, the one who plays Tim, the Pinatas. He's a real actor. He's been in a number of films. He's the only one who's actually been in a film before. And Benjamin, who plays Roman, the main character, was like the hardest to find because it was an extremely difficult role. I mean, we have a friend who's a director, and he was making a new film, and he said, here are the guys we didn't use, and he sent us all these videos, and we just, as soon as we saw Benjamin, we're like, he's incredible.
And how was it, how did you work with those that were not actors in order to fit in with the others and to fit in their own role?
Because they were the easiest because we didn't want them to act. I mean, we didn't want them to act at all, and we wanted them to just like be very quiet, and we would find it. You know, it's like it's almost like the camera finds it in them. That's why there's so much on their faces. It was much harder to work with the actor who we had to take down all the time because we were looking for a very kind of neutral, deep thing where it was like they would seem very natural and very low key and very quiet, and then it would just come out. You know, it would just come out of them. So. It was very, very easy. I mean, most of them, almost all of them were impeccable by the time we shot the film, because we had a very short time to shoot the film, and they were just almost all just perfect. I mean, they knew exactly what to do, and they did it beautifully. And
so did you have a kind of a preparation before? Did you prepare to rehearse a lot?
Yeah, we did a lot of rehearsals, and we spoke to them a lot, so they understood what we wanted, and we found that both through rehearsals and both also just talking to them, so they understood what we wanted, and they all understood very well.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Zach Farrett and Dennis Cooper for having been with us. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Lovers Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.